Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March the 10th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 4¾ cents, closing at 377.5. May beans up 6¼ cents, closing at 876.25. May wheat up 3.5 cents, closing at 522.25. Pretty much a turnaround Tuesday here today. Stock market's currently up 841. It's been lower on the day. It was up 1,000, back to lower on the day, back up 800. Volatility is intense, to say the least. The bonds are down 7 basis points. So they've broken 13, 14 points off their highs in 40 hours, basically. The dollar is up 1.5 cents, one of the biggest moves I've ever seen in the dollar. Crude oil up $3.23 a barrel. So the virus fears and the Russian-Saudi situation, the market's telling you it's over. I don't believe that. I think they're just getting started. I think the Saudis, if they're serious, will probably be selling oil on a good rally out here. And I don't think the true effects of the coronavirus, we've seen the last of it. We've got hotels, airlines, cruise ships, manufacturing, all slowing down dramatically because of what's going on out here. So this is a rally. We were down 2,000 yesterday in the Dow, back up 800 for the time being in the Dow. Is this a dead cat bounce? Hard to say, but I don't see anything that's really changed out here, except maybe some of the mentality, and that may be enough. The WASDE report came out exactly as expected, virtually no changes out here. They left corn, wheat, and bean carryouts the same. They increased the bean carryout around the world by about 3.5 million metric tons, lowered the wheat by about 1 million metric tons, raised the corn about 500,000 metric tons. We just don't see much changes out here. Brazil corn and bean production was raised 1 million metric tons each, but I don't see that there's anything, you know, big in here one way or the other. I think the grains are going to follow the Dow. If the Dow continues to rally, we've got a chance to see the grains rally, but who knows in here. You know, the volatility is so extreme. We're seeing 100 to 150 point ticks in 1 minute on the Dow Jones. So certainly the high frequency traders have taken over this thing, and God knows where they're going to take it on any given minute out here. But the time being, things are strong here. Who knows, in the next half hour, they could close the Dow back down lower on the day. It'd be shocking if it happened, but it's certainly possible. Anyway, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.